Mr. Chairperson, at the opening of this Executive Committee meeting, the High Commissioner resolutely outlined how protection is the central pillar of UNHCR's work. Finland would like to welcome the report and two conclusions on international protection to be adopted by this committee. We also welcome that children on the move will be given further special attention this year in the High Commissioner's dialogue meeting in December. In a time of unprecedented displacement crisis, it was important that the New York Declaration reaffirmed the 1951 Convention and the 1967 Protocol as the foundation of the international refugee protection regime. We would like to thank the Assistant High Commissioner for his eloquent and thought-provoking presentation at the beginning of this discussion, which underscored the importance of this reiteration and the role of the UNHCR as the primary guardian of refugees' rights. More in particular, Assistant High Commissioner alluded to sexual violence as a non-negotiable issue. Finland very much supports this notion and a general emphasis attached to responding to the needs and protection of all persons in vulnerable situations, as well as the advancement of gender equality and empowerment of women and girls in displacement situations. The importance of these issues was highlighted also in a side event yesterday. It discussed how commitments made at the World Humanitarian Summit with regard to persons with disability can be translated into practice to ensure that their rights are protected and that they are assisted without discrimination by the UNHCR. It was highlighted in the discussion, among other things, that displaced women and girls with disability are at a 10 times larger risk of sexual violence than persons without these vulnerabilities. It was also emphasized how important it is to get data collection, analysis and use right in order to partly help improve these statistics and attain more effective protection and assistance of displaced women and girls with disabilities. Mr. Chairman, as a member of the group of friends of the I Belong campaign to end statelessness, Finland aligns herself with the statement presented by Thailand. We welcome the UNHCR's active work in preventing and addressing statelessness, and we encourage it to continue to focus on this issue. As stated by the High Commissioner, statelessness is both a result and a root cause behind displacement. We encourage all countries to continue to strive to establish policies that prevent statelessness. Finally, in terms of domestic protection efforts, I would like to share some recent developments in our national integration services. The Ministry of Economic Affairs and Employment and Finnish Innovation Fund, Sitra, have, since September, introduced a social impact bond project with the objective to train and employ at least 2,000 immigrants over the next 3 years. The project offers work-life-oriented training, including on-the-job and language, culture and professional skills studies that will support their future employment. Thank you.